Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Metziah has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilui Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Meseches Bava Metziah, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Omer Aleph. The Mishnah on the end of Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Omer Beis, said, HaKoysel Vo'ilin Shnafel Shusarabim, a wall or a tree that fell into Shusarabim, Ve'ziku, when they damaged, Potter Melashalim, the owner is Potter from paying for any damages as a result of his koisel or ilum that fell in to Rosh Hashanah. Rashi explains that he's potter milashalim because my havad leil mebed, what should he have done? Onusu, he's an oinus, he's not his fault. The Ran and Muki Yosef explain that the din that you're potter is whether it damaged b'shas the nefila, which you're an oinus on, or whether it damaged even achar nefila, even after it fell down into Rosh Hashanah, and you did not have a chance to clear it away. On that also you're potter because you're an oinus. So too, if it damaged after you were mafkirit, you also putter, even though after the hefker, after you were mafkirit, you had a chance to clear it away, you still putter, because we hold that mafkir nizokov, a person who is mafkir his objects that cause damage, a nezek, a mazik, lach and afilas einis, after it fell in the form of einis, is putter. And that means you putter even if it fell into a shusha yochid. The Rosh Hashanah Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph says that the din of mafkin nechos of achar nefilas einus, that's potter, is only if it fell into Rishus Rabin, but not if it fell the Rishus Chaveri. L'chari, this Rosh Hashanah is not like the Ran the Muki Yosef on this Mishnah. On Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, towards the end of the Mishnah, it says that Asecher Sapoyel Lasis Imay Betevin Uvikash. A person hires a worker to clear away straw and stubble, and he tells him, "Tenli schari, pay me, give me my wages." And the maskir, the one who hired him, says, "Toil mashal sisa bischarecha, take whatever you produce, the tevin and the cash, whatever you picked should be yours for your payment." Ain shaymin loy. The halacha is that he cannot pay him in tevin and cash. Rashi explains that even though bechol duchti, there's a rule that shavak kesef is kekesef, and therefore if shavak kesef is kekesef, he should be able to pay him in any form or fashion, including tevin and cash. Over here, hocha gabi poel bal tolin schorik siv. Over here, by a worker, it says bal tolin, not allowed to delay payment overnight. And Rashi says, my de asni bahade mashmot. He made up to pay him, he must pay him. The Rashba asks that there is no mashmois in the pasuk that it has to be dafka kesef. It's true, you're ever bal tolin. But where do you see in the pasuk that if you don't pay your worker in cash, that you're ever bal tolin, or that you're not allowed to pay not in cash? Why can't you say Tel Mashal Sisa? Why can't you say Bischarecha? Why can't you say take whatever you worked with for your payment, even though it's not actual cash? Where does Rashi know? Where does Rashi see from Bal Tolin, Schoroi, that Maida Asni Badei Mashma, that you can't pay anything else except for Kesef? Also, if it's Toli and Bal Tolin, so then the rule is, the Gemara says, Nafkuf Yud Beizam and Aleph, that if he has no money, there is no din of Bal Tolin. So he should be potter from Meichers Nechosim to pay Ketel Shalom Dom, because he has no money. If it's Toli in the din of Bal Tolin. The Ran says that the time the Rashi is Einim Mechuvar. It's not clear. The Rashi and the Ran learn differently. They say that explanation of the mission is that there's an umdana that the poil, the worker, was not tarach umasar nafshe. He did not work so hard and dedicate himself to this task of tevin, clearing away, picking the tevin and the kash, and with the expectation that the b'seif ayim, at the end of the day, he's going to be makabel kalim that and other in payment, and he's going to have to be matriach to be sell those kalim to be able to come up with the cash that he's really deserving. So it's a question not of min adin also din of bal tolin. It's a question of that the poel is umdina that he's working on manas to receive cash. The Pischei Tshuva Simon Shin Lamed Vov Sivkot Nalef and Choshem Mishpat says an afkamina between the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of the Rashba, in a case where you hired a worker ayidei shliach through a messenger, there's no din of bal tolin. That's how it's mavur in the Gemara earlier in Afkuf Yudam Abay. So according to Rashi, there will be no chiyuv to pay damim, because the whole chiyuv to pay damim and not being able to say toil mashal sisa bischarecha is only because of the din of bal tolin. Where there is no din of bal tolin, so there is no halacha that you have to give dafka cash. But according to the Rashi, it still be chayiv to pay damim, because according to the Rashi, the reason why you have to pay damim is because the poil is not toireach and meister nefesh al menash that b'seif ayim should mekabel only kalim that he has to matriach and sell it. So that svara applies here too. The sheet of the Mordechai Nagois Maimonides is that dafka by tevin and cash in shemin loy, but Yitaka could pay him chit in a certain wheat and barley. L'chayra, the shita of the Mordechai and the Gois Maimonides fits in well with the Rashi and the Ran that we mentioned, that since the svara of having to pay cash is because he wasn't matriach, a pail is not matriach, it's not meis nefesh, just for the sake of other commodities that he has to be matriach and sell, but only for cash, so then wheat and barley is staples, is food. So for that is meis nefesh. That's like kesef. Everybody needs food, so what's wrong with wheat and barley? The Shach and Simon Shin Lamed Vav Beis argues, and he says that you can't force him to accept chit and nesayrim. And the Rashash says that the Shach meant to say because chit and nesayrim, wheat and barley, are not royal achila, but lechem, bread, he has to accept. Again, that fits with the sheet of the Rashba, that the yisoid of the Mishnah that you can't tell him toil mat shall see so bischarecha is because there's an umdana that the poil is working for something that he could use to buy whatever he needs for cash, or even food is okay, bread. According to the Shach Dafka bread, according to the Mordechai and the Gois Maimonides, it could be chitin and sairim, but it can't be tevin and kash. But according to Rashi, it's not dependent upon the das of the pile at all. It's a din that's dependent upon the Baal Tolan. Wherever there's Baal Tolan, you have to pay cash, which is a tremendous chiddush. Later on, in the Mishnah, it says that Bezin gives us nosn loizman. The Gemara says, what is this man? What amount of time did they give him to cut down the tree or to break down the shaky wall? Then he won't be responsible for any damage. But if he overpassed that time, he's responsible. The Kamaz man Bezdin, Om Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says in the Gemara, a little further in the Amud, Shloishim Yom, it's 30 days. Tosis points out that Zman Bezin Lamed Yom, that Mikano Mul made him from here, we learn that Zman Bezin Lefreya Choyvei. The Zman of Bezin to pay back a Choyv and for Kamad Varim, Davi Lamed Yom. It's for 30 days. We see from over here, Zman Bezin is Lamed Yom. 30 days. Not everything like that. L'chol Nizokin, not necessarily would it be 30 days, but in many things, wherever there's a Zman of Bezin, it's for 30 days. And the Tosis Rosh is Maisman Tosis. For example, Agabi Halva, alone. There's a rule, Stam Halva Lamed Yom. Igmar Makis Dav Gimel Beis tells us that you can't collect, you're not permitted to demand your payment less than 30 days. That din of Stam Halva Lamed Yom is midin Zman Bezin. And that fits with what Tosfos is telling us. The Mikhanon Lamedim Zman Bezin Lefrei is Lamed Yom. So not only is the din of the Mishnah, which is quote on the bottom of Kuvit Zayinim and Beis, that Bezin gives you a Zman to cut Lachkut Tzil Lishtas Akoizil, that Zman is Lamed Yoyim, but also the din of Stam Halva is also Lamed Yoyim. The Biskrov in Hilchas Mil V'Loiva Perek Chavav Halacha Beis learns in the Shitza Rambam a novel idea in what the din of Stam Halva Lamed Yoyim is. That it's not a din of Bezdin, it's me din Torah. I will explain. The Rambam in Hilchas Mil V'Loiva Perek Chavav Halacha Beis paskins that a malva, a lender, Shetoves Halva, that demanded payment from the borrower, and the borrower had no property or no estate, no capital to be able to pay back that loan. He cannot go and collect the loan from the guarantor at Acher Shleishim Yoim until after 30 days, from the time that the co-signer is responsible to pay. Obviously, the borrower defaulted, and now the co-signer takes his place. Then he has 30 days. Says the Rambam, Lo yeh koyach zeh pochus min aleva atzmai. The orev does not have a lesser power than the borrower himself, that just like the borrower himself has 30 days, so too does the orev have 30 days to pay up the loan. V'chozeh hayru hamayrim, but the Rambam ends, v'im hisne imay, if he made a condition with him that he could collect the money earlier, hakoy lefi tznoi, everything goes according to the condition that they made up. The Magid Mishnah and the Rambam explains that you can't collect from the Orev, from the co-signer, from the guarantor, up until 30 days, is midin Zman Bezdin. Zman Bezdin gives you 30 days. Mamish like our Tosfos, Anaf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, in our Sugya, that says, Zman Bezdin Lamed Yoyim, for many halachas, like the Tosfos Rosh says, that Zman Bezdin Lamed Yoyim also applies to the din of Stam Avo Lamed Yoyim. The Biskarov asks, that if that's the case, and that's the Pshat in the Rambam, so then the 30 days should begin from the time that they came to Bezdin to collect from the Karka. Why does the Rambam say that Lamed Yoyim is Mishor Shen Eschayiv? It's not Mishor Shen Eschayiv, it's Mishor that they went to collect the money from the Karka. That's the Zman of Bezdin. Bezdin is when they went to Bezdin. From Bezdin, Bezdin allows 30 days from when you come to me. Okay, now you have 30 days to pay. Also, why did the Rambam say that the din of the Orev, that he has 30 days to pay up the loan, is Tali in the Leiva? Is the Zman Bezen, was it said by the loiva, not like the arev and loiva equal? If there's a din that whenever there's a zman of lamed yoim, that's a zman mitzad bezen, and that applies to the loiva and the arev, so loiva and arev are equal. It's not that the arev has that halacha because the loiva has that halacha. And in truth, also the lashon haram is mashma, that you cannot collect from the arev until after 30 days, like the loiva. And l'chayra, that din is astam halva lamed yoim. The din that you can't collect up until 30 days from the loiva. Why does the arev have that halacha? The loiva has halacha, stam alva, la minyayim. Why does the arev get a dispensation of 30 days? What does the Rambam mean when the Rambam says that the arev is like the loiva and the arev can't be better than the loiva? If the loiva has 30 days, the arev has 30 days. The Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Hey writes, that hamalvez chaveri v'koval izman lepore. A person lent money to his friend and he set a time to pay him back. You can't collect until the end of that date. But vim hisnev, they made a condition, sheyitva b'chozman sheyirtze, if they made a condition, you can claim and demand the payment whenever you want. You could even demand the payment on that day. Because a tanai in manners of money are effective, and therefore, although stam halva lamed yoim, and you can't collect early than 30 days, if they made a condition, then you follow the Tanai. Tanai Mamanu. The Rizk Rava asks, why did the Rambam add and say Mishum the Tanai Mamanu? Which is Mashmit to me din Tanai. But if he made a Tanai that you can collect the money earlier, so then it's not a Stam Halva. If it's not Stam Halva, then it's not Shaykh to the din of Lamed Stam Halva Lamed Yaim. Stam Halva Lamed Yaim means where there was no specification at all when to collect. Then we assume it's 30 days. But if there was a specification, so of course you can collect early because it's not a stam halva. It doesn't fall under the category of stam halva, lamed yaim. So then why did the Rambam have to add and say you cannot collect earlier because tanai maminu? So the Brisker Rav is mechiach from this Rambam agavaldika yisoid, that the din of lamed yaim by halva is not because a stam halva is up until 30 days. The Yisoid HaDin of Stam Halva Lamed Yoim is that you're usher to demand payment. It's not permitted to demand payment up until 30 days. Mikra HaDin Medin Taira. It's based on the Gemara Makis and Dav Gimel, which learns from the Pasuk Korva Shnas HaSheva. Shnas HaShmita. And the Gemara says, Ye Shmita Acher Shikazu. There is another Shmita besides Shmita's Ksafim every 7 years annuls all the loans. What other Shmita is there? Ve'ezoi, zoi hamalves chaveri stam, a person who lends his friend money stam without any specification of date and time. She'enoi rashai letoive is not permitted to demand payment pochus milamed yoim less than 30 days. So says the Brisker Rav, you see from this Gemara that it's a gzeres hakosav in all halvois that you're not allowed to demand payment less than 30 days. And therefore that is the explanation of the Rambam Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Hey, that the only reason why you could collect the loan earlier is mitzad the din of a tanai in moment. Tanai moment who? So then the din changes. Tanai moment says you can collect earlier. But if not for the fact that you made a tanai, and the din that tanai moment overrides the din of stam halva lamed yoim, you would not be permitted to collect the loan less than 30 days. Lefi zeh, Zokti Briskerov, we can understand very well the first Rambam. The Rambam by Orev. The Rambam by Orev tells us that Orev also has his halacha. Because the Yisoid HaDin of Lamed Yoim is not in the Maisa Halva. It's not that when I lend you money, I'm lending you the money for 30 days. It's a Din Mifnei Atzmai that you cannot collect the money of the loan less than 30 days. Midinah's Chusa, the Torah was Mezakeh, the Loiva, that he has 30 days to enjoy that money and only afterwards pay. So an Arev also has that Halacha. Because the Malva has no right to claim less than 30 days. But since the Iker Din was said by the Loiva, therefore the Rambam used the Lashon that lo yiyah zekoyach, lo yehei zekoyach, pochus mi aloiva atzmei, which means that the Ariv is not chomer, is not stricter than the Loiva himself. The Rizk Rav is maisif, that there's a chilik between the Ariv and the Loiva. Because legabi the Loiva, besides that there's no zchus to the Malva to collect the loan less than 30 days, there's also a din on the Malva. In other words, the Loiva has a zchus in the money, but the Malva also is not permitted to be Tevehim. He's over in Isser from the Pasuk of Karva Shnas HaSheva, Shnas HaShmita. But in the Orev, there's no Isser. On the Arev, the whole din is only medine mamnis that you can't collect earlier. In other words, the leivez does not have to pay before 30 days. The koyach of the leivez is not less than the malva. The koyach of the Arev is not less than the leivez, meaning that if the leivez has a right to hold on to the halva for 30 days, he has a right to hold on to the halva, the money of the halva for 30 days, klape the malva, and also klape the Arev. But the chalais din that the malva has, that it's usur for him to demand payment that's not shaykh to the Arev. And that is the explanation why the Rambam was Mishana is Lashon. By the Levi, he says, a Lashon, a language of Eino Yochel Toivoy. He's not permitted to demand payment. The by Malva is not permitted to demand payment from the Levi. By the Orev, it says, Eino Yochel Hipora. That the Malva cannot get paid up from the Orev. He doesn't say that Eino Yochel Toivoy. The Malva has no right to demand payment from the Levi. That's an independent halacha from the Malva to the Levi. As far as payment is concerned, the Arev and the Leiv are equal, that they both have a right to hold on to the money for 30 days. And therefore, the Rambam also doesn't say by Arev the reason of Tanai moment. L'chaira, it comes out, in summary, that the Briskerov is saying different than Tosfos. The Briskerov is understanding the din of Stam Halva Olam and Yoim, that it's not a Zman Bezn, Lefraya. It's a din Torah, that up until 30 days, you cannot collect payment for this loan from the loiva. It applies to the loiva, and it applies also to the orev. Taisus, on the other hand, is mashma, that it's a din of a zman bezin. Taisus, rush clear like that. That the chazal masak in 30 days, it's not a din, Torah. What would be the halacha if the malva comes to bezin after the zman apiroin? Whatever the zman apiroin was. Interesting that the shitza Rambam, Nilchus Milva, Perek Chavbez, Halacha Aleph, and the Ran, the Mukiyesev, and our sugi is that from the time they were Tevel and Bezin, they give him an additional 30 days. But the Shid's Rabbeinu Chananel is that once it was Magiyah's Man Epiroin, Bezin does not give an additional 30 days. It's Yordan L'Nechosov Miyad. Further on the Amud, he says, Misha Yekois the Amud, Itani Sefer Helich Yitzioisecha, and the fact that it says in the Mishnah, take your Yitzias, take whatever your expenses from that which you're working with, Michlal de Peninu Askinen. The Gemara says it must be that Peninu, you cleared out the stones. We're talking about, there was a kaisel, a wall, in the Mishnah, on the bottom of Kufiyat Zainam Abayz, next to somebody else's garden, and the wall fell down, and the owner of the wall says, and the owner of the garden says, Pnei Avonecha, clear out your stones. So he says, if Amalani says to him back, he giyucha. Yucha means they're yours. Take, you keep the stones. It's okay. Take it for yourself. Ain't shame in life. If he doesn't want to be kainit from Hefka, he doesn't have to accept it as a gift. He doesn't have to take those stones. Mishakibalalov, once he accepted to take the stones to work and clear the stones and keep the stones as payment, and then afterwards the Baal HaKaisel turns around and says, Helech es yitziyei secha, here is the expenses. I'll pay you for all your work. Vani etel shali, I want to take my stones. Taloch is, ain't shame in life. It's too late. So the Gemara is medayik from the fact that it says Helech yitziyei secha, that it must be talking about Peninu. That means that the one whose property the stones are found in, he cleared them away. When he cleared them away, then he is kind of them. Once he is kind of them, then afterwards, when the Baal HaKaisel says, "Oh, I'll pay you for your work, and then I'll take back my stones," it is too late. The Gemara is medayik, but if he was not nifan, if he did not clear out the stones, then he was not kaina. The Gemara asks, why don't you say that the soil that you kaina with your field is kaina than kinyan chatzer? Chatzer shalom kaina l'shtem midaytoy. And the Gemara says that's only where you mechaven to be kaina, but over here ishtamute the kumishtametle. Over here you're not mechaven to be kaina, which means the chayra that the makne is the balakais does not want to be makne to you. Now this is only the Gemara says this language mechlal de peninu is only said on the case in the Mishnah of the Kaisel that Samal Haginas Chaveri, where it fell down. He says, Helech es yitziyei secha v'ani'etel shali. But this language of Helech es yitziyei secha v'ani'etel shali was not repeated again in the last case in the Mishnah by Seicher es Apoel. A similar case, you hire a worker to clear away the Tevin and the Kash. He says, give me my money. And he says to him, no, take the Tevin and the Kash instead of your wages. You don't listen to him. He has no right to insist on that. But once he accepted, then if you want to change your mind, you can't. But the language of Helich Yetziyei Secha was not mentioned again in the last case of the Mishnah. The Ran and the Nebuki Yosef, they bring the Shita of the Rajma, Takez Medaik as this Diuk, and as Mechalik between the Reisha and the Sefer. And the Reisha by the Kaisel, the Fel, Ginas Chaveroi, it must be talking about a case of Peninu. But by the sefer, by a worker, it doesn't say pninu, because even if the worker did not take the straw and the tevin and the kash and clear it out, he's koinin automatically. As if he did a maisa kinyin or what's in his chotzer, automatically is koinin. The Ran and the Mukyosef argue, and they say there's no difference between the Reish and the Sefer, and the Rai is from the fact that the Gemara means the Tzrichas between the Reish and the Sefer. The Rajab has to answer that Tzrichas is only going in the Ikra Din, but not on the Peninu. The question is, what's the Chil between the Reish and the Sefer? What difference does it make if we're talking about a Koisel that fell into a friend's Gina, the nearby Gina, nearby garden, and yet the question is clearing out the stones, and he wants to keep the, tells him to keep the stones in payment for his work, or if it's a worker and that's clearing away the tevin and the cash, what's the difference between the case of Kaisel and Gina and the case of a poil? So the Ran and Mukyosef explain that Dafka Avonim, that the derech is not to clear it out right away, that's where we say that the Bailim, that means the Baal HaGina, did not expect that he's going to take it. It's if, it ain't since ain't derech lefanois miyad, So he figured that he's not that he's not going to take it away. He's being doich, he's being madchim. So it's some chidaiti of the bailim that he's not going to take it. He's dechui kam madchile. So therefore, there's really no hakna there. If there's no hakna, so the only way to explain why the one who's reshus the avanim found in that it becomes his is only if he's paninu and then his chatzur is going to be kaina. But a pile, a worker that's oiv b'tevim the cash, the derech is that he takes it to his house right away. So therefore, when the masker, the one who hired him, tells him that that should be your schar, that should be your wages, toil mashal sis b'scharecha, he realizes that he's going to take it to his house right away, and the same mechdas to give it to him, and then therefore, if he makes a kinyan, it's his, even though he was not peninu, he didn't do an action of removing it, just made a maisa kinyan. That's one way to explain the chil between the reish and the sefer. The Sman, Shimon, Shin, Lamed, Vav, Siv, Kotten, Tes, and Agoyis, Agros say a different chilik. That a poil, a worker, you're already mechuyiv to pay him payment because it was avoida. So Mimela, as soon as he finishes his work, you're gomer makne le miyad. Immediately you're makne to him. So when you say, toil masha sisa bischarecha, you're being makne the tevin and cash to the poil immediately. And therefore, if you change your mind and you say, hey, l'scharecha vani etel shali, no, you know what, I'll pay you for your work and I'll take back the tevin and cash, ain't shemle, it's too late. Even without a maisa of peninu. Mashen can be the case of the koisel negina, you need an action of peninu, because without that, he maybe wasn't planning to be makne the stones to the person, the ones whose property the stones are found in. He wasn't planning to be makne to him, so therefore it's not his unless it's peninu, and then this chatzur is going to be kaina. The Taz asked that if that's true, why in the tzricha does it have to say a kamashman? There's no chilik. Is a chilik is a agro or not? Is a chilik with gabi paninu? The Tais Yomtes is a third way to explain the chilik. The chilik by a poil is that there's an isser of baltolin. You're not allowed to delay payment. So since the poil, the worker, is teveyes schar, is teveyes wages, and you gave him tevin and cash that he worked with, so obviously you're not going to use that, there's no ploy involved, you're not planning to change your mind and afterwards pay him money and keep tevin and cash, because you're playing around with fire, you're playing around with the isser baltolin. So when you tell him, keep the tevin and cash as payment for your work, you mean it seriously. He should keep the tevin and cash as payment in his work, and I will not be ever baltolin. And therefore, even without any action of paninu, automatically it belongs to the poil. But by avonim, by the case of the avonim and the gina, there's no baltolin. So there you could say the svar of the Gemara that the shtamute or the kamishtamitle. He's just saying that to him to take it for himself. He doesn't really mean it. He doesn't really want to be machnet to him. Kalponim, it's mavur, in three different malchim that we explain the chila between the reisha and the sefer. Either the difference is that avonim is not the derech lefanois miyad and tevin nekash by a poil. It is a derech lefanois miyad, or the chilik is that by a poil you already have his chayvus like the Gros said in the Sma, or like the Yomtiv said that the chilik is whether it's an isra baltolin. Al kaponim, that much it's clear that the svara of shemuti kamishnamit is that the makne does not have kavana to be makne to the owner of the field where the avonim are situated, immediately the kinyan chotzer. Only if the lekeach is going to be mefaned, only if the one whose property the stones are found in wants to, clears it away, then he has in mind to be machnet to him. But otherwise, if he's not mefaned the avonim, then he's not being machnet to him. And even the Ram, the Mukyosef, and the Rif explained that he has to be mefaned the avonim in front of him. Then akarchi is machnet. So it's very important to understand that's the pshat in the Gemara, that it's only because he sees him clearing the stones that the Baal HaKaisel has in mind mind to be machnet him, and that's where it's final that the kinyan, and he can't change his mind, and that's what the Mishnah means when it says it's too late. You can't do it. Ain't shame loy. That's it. Ain't shame loy. But otherwise, there's no real hakna. The Gemara later on in the Amid asks a stira between that the Mishnah says ain shaymin loy, that's too late once he says tolma shasis bischarecha, take whatever you the tevin and the kash as payment for your efforts for your work, and then he changes his mind. He says ain the malchi is ain shaymin, they don't listen to him, he can't change his mind. The Gemara asks the kash from Rabbi says shaymin loy, Rav Nachman says lekasha kam bishaloy kan bishal chaveri. One is talking about Mishaloi, one's talking about Mishal Chaveri, and Rashi explains the chilik is that if the poil, the worker, is being oivin and hefker, so then the Mishaleach is not kaina. The one who told him to work is not kaina, the tevin and the tua that the poil worked with, and therefore it's not pulasi olav, there's no iser of baltolin, and if there's no iser baltolin, therefore the Mishaleach, it says to be zeichem hefker instead of you at your work, it's okay. He's zeichem hefker, and even the maskana when the Gemara says that the chilik is kam ba'gbo kam ba'bota, Rashi also will explain that if the poil the worker picked it up, then the mishaleach is kainit from hefker. If he's kainit from hefker, it's his. If it's his, then he's over, the poil works and his is working for you in your something which belongs to you, so you can be over baltolin, and then yichayev l'shalem domin. And that, like Rashi said in the Mishnah. And therefore, our Mishnah is talking about that either Shaloi, or it's talking about Agbo, which you were Koinah. Masha'en Kain, if the pile was only worked by Habata, it was Habata from Hefker, so he's not Koinah from Hefker, he only stared at the Hefker, he's not Koinah for the Mishaleach, so it's not Pulose Olav. So if it's not Pulose Olav, then the Mishaleach, the one who told him to work, is not Avram Baltolin, and therefore he could tell him, Zechei, Bizechem Hefker, instead of the me paying you for your work. Comes out, according to a Rashi understands it, the whole nidan in the Gemara is the Gabi Baltolin. If the Mishaleach, the one who tells him to do it, the one who tells him, the last Seichas Apel, the Maskir tells him to work, and he is not Zeiche in that which he's working in, he's not Kain in the Tevim Mekash, he's talking out over Baltolin. So why does he take it, tell him be Zeiche in Hefker? Why is he telling there's not mechuyev to pay him at all? Either way, it's no chiyuv damim. So that the sman shin lamed vav sifkat nyud explains that amir is just an eta toiva to the pile, to the worker. Listen, you are working in the tevin v'kash. I don't own the tevin v'kash because either it's a shalachirim or it's a shalhefker. It's not mine. So you're not. I'm not going to be everybal tolin. You're not. Not pulase olam. If you don't want to lose out, be zeichen it as payment for your work. Either way, there's no chiyuv damim, but it's an eta toiva to the pile that he should mag. Before somebody else will be zeicher, he'll end up being a kareach mikana mikana because the mishaleach is not chayiv to pay him at all. But shaking the case where he's working, in like the case of the mishnah which is working mishaloi or agbon efker which is kainah, so in the case where he's going to be kainah, so enachanami is this iser baltolim, this iser baltolim, and the masker has to pay him cash. Lamaisa, we find the achrayin of another mahalach to explain the Gemara. Teres Chaim is mevayer that wherever the mishaleach is not zeichem hefker and the poel knows that he's oivin and hefker, so then the poel, the worker, has a smichas das to get paid up from that where he's working in. In other words, he's clearing out tevin mikash and hefker. He's choshesh. Maybe the mishaleach not going to be zeichem it. So he's being smich das that he'll get paid from that which he's working. If you remember that this svara is very is stems with the sheet of the Ran and the Raj, we mentioned earlier that the chiyuv damim is not because of baltolin. The chiyuv damim is because of the smichas das of the worker, not the way Rashi explained. Because he has smichas das that he's planning to get paid in cash. So if he's planning to get paid in cash, so you have to pay him in cash. You can't pay him in anything else in tevin v'kash. But where he's working in hefker, so then the poel is not smichas das to get paid in cash. If he's not being smichas das to get paid in cash, so then echanami, you don't have to pay him in cash. You can say toil mashal sisa bischarecha. Then Rashi is going to say that everything's totally in the iser of Baal, Tolin, and therefore, if there's a pulasi all of itako bizeichin the tevin v'kash, then you over this about tolin, you have to pay him in cash, and if not, then you're not mechuyev to pay him in cash. And then echanami that in the case of hefker or mishal chaveri, itako would be potter. And they're telling him to go ahead and bizeichin in mashasis bischarecha as neitz teve kamashmala. Towards the bottom of the omid, one of the rising more brought is this nana says in the mishnah shemay svichi shvius. Those who are shomer, the svichi, the aftergrowths of shvius of the seventh year produce, could take their wages trumas halishka. And Rabbi Yossi says, "I'm writing misnadim v'shomer chinam." So we see from over here very interesting. Rishonim have a very interesting question when it comes to shomer svichim.
L'chayra, Shem Rismichin is that you're watching, you're protecting it. We know that Shviyas is a Shviyas Tishpten on a Tashta. You're supposed to leave everything as if it's Hefker in the field on the seventh year. If it's Mishumar, if it's protected, if it's watched, then it's Aser. Now, what is the gather of the Isser of Mishumar? Over here we find the Machlekes Rishayim. The Sheet of Rashi, Yevamas, Nafkufcha, Bezim, and Aleph, and the Rabban and the Rashba over there, Yevamas say that Mishumar is mutter to eat. There's no iser b'achila in something which is mishumer. There's only an iser to harvest it and to protect it, but there's no iser to eat it. Taisvis in Yevamis, over there in Nafkuf Chavbez, and also it's brought in Taisin Babetzia, Dafnun Chesam and Aleph, bring from the Taisin Kainim, that we dash from the Pasig, Vez Invein Zirecha Lisivitzer, that min ha-mishumer i'ata boitzer. You're not allowed to harvest from the Mishumer, it's a pasuk in the Torah, and the Rabban, ala Torah, in Vayikra, Chof Hei, Hei, and the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Chof Hei, say that according to Rashi, the Torah's Kayanim is saying it's the Isser Livtzer, but if you are Shaman and you are Loi Batzer, the Torah is not Aser Bachila. But on the other hand, Chitzat Taisvis is Mashma, that he understood from the pasuk that there is an Isser of Achila. It's Isser of Achila. According to the Shitzat Rashi, there's no Isser of Achila, it's Mutter, but according to the other Shem, there will be Isser Achila. Taisin of Nuchesim and Aleph in Bometzia asks that if it's Taka Osir Ba'achila, if it's Osir Ba'achila, so then how could you bring the Oimer, how could I record a mission says you bring the Oimer from something which is Meshumer? How could you do that? L'chayr is the klal when it comes to all karbanos, it says Mimashke Yisrael, which means that a carbon, legavaya has to be from something which is mutter for Klal Yisrael to eat. If it's Osir Ba'achila, it's also to bring it as a carbon. So how could you bring the Oimer from two, which Mishumeres, you need Mashki Yisrael, it has to be Royal Ahedit in order to be Royal Legavaya. How could it be kosher as a carbon? Taisvis, Andaf Nun Chesem and Aleph, and other Rishayim answer that the reason why it's mutter is because the Shomrei HaOimer, the ones who watched the carbon HaOimer, did not prevent others from taking it. They just let them know that it's set aside for the Oimer. And on their own, they would abstain. So Shomrei Svichin doesn't mean they did an act of Shmira. They just told you what's going on over here, that it's planned to use it for the Oimer, and then they abstained on their own. So that's not a din of Shmira, and therefore it's not Aser. Taisa Rosh answers that the Isser of Meshumer is only Midrabanan, and the Pasik is Taka only Asmachta Ba'alma, and therefore, since the Isser is only Rabbanan, Litzerach Gavaya, the Rabbanan did not make a Gzeira. Another Teretz that the Taisa Rosh says is that Meshumer Litzerach Hedyet is Aser, but Litzerach Gavaya, maybe it's completely permitted. The Rishash, interestingly, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tesem and Aleph, answers that Meshumer is only if Kolzman Yushamar, you were not Mafke the Paris. But over here, if originally it was Hefker, and then afterwards you were Shaymer the Paris, there's no din of Meshumer. The Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud says that when it comes to something which has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, it's Chashin and Shemal Yimsreim Yofa Yofa. That's the machlokes. Rabbanan Savar Yavin Li Agra, you give him payment for wages. Loi Chashin Shemal Yimsreim Yofa Yofa. And Rabbi Yosi Savar Loi Chashin and Shemal Yimsreim Yofa Yofa. You're not chayshish that he won't give over the money to the tzibur for the tzarech of the karbanis with a good full heart. What does it mean? Shemal Yimsreim, you won't give it over Yofa Yofa. What's that? What's that chashash? And Rashi explains that we're worried that he won't give it over Belev Shalim. He won't really doesn't really mean it. Like Shemalei Ha'eba Libay Limser Yaf Yaf Belev Shalim. The Nayachlei, why the Nayachlei Sheyikruvim Mishalei? He'd rather that they makrev from his own, not from the tzibur. So even though Oimer and Shteilech and Dafke Boim, since Oimer and Shteilech and Dafke Boim Mishal Tzibur, so we're chayshish that maybe even though Habata Behefker is Kani, we're chayshish that maybe he won't give it over Yaf Yaf. And that's the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds he's not chayshish. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Shkolim Perik Dal Lochavav ask Gevalge Kasha on this Gemara. Where Rashi understands that that's the Pshat, that you're not Maestrit Belev Sholem. We know there's a rule that Dvarim Shebelev ain't on Dvarim. If you do a Maise or a Dibur of giving over something to Hegdish, it automatically goes to Hegdish. It shouldn't make a difference that you think in your heart you don't want to give it over to Hegdish. That's Dvarim Shebelev ain't on Dvarim. And the Chayyid Mishnah Melech says that's the Pshat in Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says we're not Chayyish for Shemel Yimsim Yafa Yafa because. For sure, Dvar Shabalev, Ain Dvar. You did an act of giving it over to Hegdish. If you did an act of giving it over to Hegdish, you can't retract and say you didn't really mean it. Others say, to answer this kasha, the Chazanish says in Orechayim and Sivkofov, Sivkot and Lamedalid, that there are two types of kavonas tzibur. There's a carbon tzibur that comes from the mumming of the tzibur, the mammon that the tzibur owns, and there's a carbon that comes from the money that a yachid owns, which he's makrivit for the sake of the tzibur. The chashash in our Gemara is that we're chayshish that maybe the one who's donating will think that it helps to give mammon of a yachid for the tzibur, so he doesn't have to be makna to the tzibur. It doesn't have to be mammon tzibur. So shemala yimsrim yafa yafa doesn't mean that he knows that he has to donate it and maybe doesn't really mean to donate it in his heart. Because if that would be true, we would say dvarim shebalei vein advarim. He was actually maknet to the tzibur. Says the Chazon Ish, no, it means because he's thinking to himself that he doesn't have to actually donate it. Because why can't it be his own? But he's being makriv it for the sake of the tzibur. That would answer the question of the Mishnah LeMelech. There's no problem over here. Dvarim shebalei ain't advarim. That's not the issue. He's not even thinking, not even doing that. What he's doing is he's being makriv to the tzibur, something that he himself owns. He's continuing to retain ownership. The Imrei Bina in Chelek Alef and Nechspid Yin Aben, Sim Gimel says that you have to give it over to Hegdish, and the gizbar has to be magnished for the tzibur. The Cheshash in our Gemara Shemel Yimseim Yafa Yafa is that since Hegdish is Chal B'machshava, which is thought, where Chayshish that the Shemer was magnished Belev. So it was Chal Hegdish before he gave it to the Gizbar. So then it's Kaddish from the Yachid. You need that it should be Kaddish from the Tzibur. You need that the Gizbar should be the one that is Maknet to the base to the Migdash, Maknet for the Tzarech of the base of Migdash, not that the Yachid is. And over here with Chayshish, then maybe the Yachid is the one that's going to do that. Let's go to Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara, and right after the Mishnah, which tells us Hamaitzi Zevel or Shus Rabim, Hamaitzi Maitzi Vamazabel Mazabel. Person takes out manure to Shus Rabim, you have to quickly take it away. The one who takes it out, puts it out, it can't delay, Rashi explains, and in Rashi Lashay Seisham, he's Maitziyeh from the Refes, from your barn to Shus Rabim, and the one who's transporting it has to be prepared to transport it to his field or to his garden immediately. You can't leave it in Shus Rabim. The Gemara says in Afkuf Yud Chesam and Beis right after the Mishnah that Leima Masnisin Deloi Krab Yehuda. The Mishnah is not like Krab Yehuda, and the Gemara brings a Brisa. The Yehuda says that B'shas Seitzah Zvolim at the time of taking out the Zevel, Oda Maitzi Zivel Rishus Rabim, a person is permitted to take out a Zevel to Rishus Rabim, Vitzoivre and pile it up Kol Shleishim Yim for 30 days, Kidei Shein Nishuf, so it should be squashed or should be trampled on, Ragli Odom Ragli Me'eman, that develops it, Shamanaz Kain, Hinchel Yeshua, Yisrael Esa'aretz. That was the original condition of bequeathing the land to Klal Yisrael. The Rishonim, and later the Maskan is, the Gemara goes back and forth and says maybe the Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yehuda. The question is, at this point, what does it mean, Lei Masiz Rabbi Yehuda? Over here we find, the Machlekes Rishonim, what the Hab meaning was that Rabbi Yehuda argued on the Mishnah. The Ramban and the Ran explain the Fishitas Rashi. The Rabbi Yehuda says, you give him 30 days. In the Mishnah it says, "Ene Rashi la Shoysei Ela Mezabel Miyad." The Mishnah says immediately. There's no 30 days. That is what the Gemara thought, that Rabbi Yehuda is not like our Mishnah. And the Gemara answers it. Since Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if he causes damage, he has to pay, so therefore the Mishnah says in the Mishnah that it's a Toiva Shish Mezabel Miyad in order not to be Chayiv. But not that you have to immediately take it away. You can keep it there 30 days. The Ran asks that the Lashon from the Lashon of the Mishnah. It says Shlei B'Shas Atzor Zvolim. That's why you chayv to Mesalik. Doesn't sound like you have to Mesalik it otherwise. And the answer is that the Ran answer that we're speaking about Shlei B'Shas Atzor, that it's also Bechlal to take it out, even for his man Mu'at. And with that, there is also Machlek Zvishayim. Taisvis has a different way of explaining the Gemara. Taisvis and the Ramban and the Ran bring Meshesh and Yesh Mefarshim, and the Gemara's Kash is different. The Gemara's kash is not, like we explained, that it's a matter of moving it immediately or after 30 days. The Mishnah says you have to pay. And the Yehuda says clearly that you don't have to pay. You're not mechuyev to pay. It's mashma at least that you don't have to pay. You're not chayev l'shalim. And the Mashah Taka brings from Tosfos and the Bava Kama and the Lamed Amud Aleph that says that's mash from the Lashon Amanas Kein Hinchel Yeshua Esa'aretz is mash that's completely mutter. You don't have to pay anything at all. So that the steer between Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah is whether you would have to pay if there are damages. Tais Mamakama also says there's a raya from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda didn't say Yechayev. It's Mashmi Taka Potter Mi Lishali. The Bach says that from our Tais over here is Mavur in its first teret that it's mutter to be might see the Zevel for a short amount of time, even not Bishan Seitzah Zvon. But if he takes a second teret, maybe in Meisach Chametz Osir, even for a small amount of time. Either our Shainim argue that Raman and Muki Yosef write that it's also to be mitz even for a small amount of time. But the Tur and the Mordechai are matir to take it out for a small amount of time. The mission towards the bottom of the Amud, Shtei Gagezu al Gabzu Vayerek Ben Tayim, there are two gardens, one on top of the other, and there's a vegetable growing out from in between, the wall in between. The mayor says, Shel Elyon, that Yerek belongs to the top garden. The reader says, Shel Tachte. And the mission explains, the mayor says that the reason why it's Shel Elyon, because him Yitz, if he wants, so Elyon Likach Asafore, if he wants to take away his earth, Ein Kan Yerek, there's no vegetables. And the reader says back, him Yitz Atachte Malz Ginosa, if he fills up his garden, then the Yerek has no place to grow. Ein Kan Yerek, the mayor says, from that fact, the Shnei Michayim Limchay Zel Zeh, right, and you look, Meichin Yerek Zeh Chai. You look where the Yerek is growing. So it goes to the top person, to Shel Elyon. And Rav Shimon says, "Kol she'elyin yochel lifshnes yodei v'litos shloi v'ashar shel tachten." Whatever, when the person on top, the top garden, is able to stick out his hand and grab as far as he's able to grab, that's his, and the rest belongs to the tachten. Rashi explains in the shita of Rav Shimon, says Rashi, that Rav Shimon mikra din holds like Rabbi Meir, that really the yerek belongs to shel elyin because it's yoinik mishel elyin, so it belongs to the elyin. But from the whatever is any yochel agielov, wherever he's not able to reach, that he is mafkir. So Rav Shimon is not a new shita; it's really a shita of Rav Meir. But kol shel and yochel lifshtes yodid vitla reisholoi. But the shar shel tachten, he's telling us a chiddush that the rest he is mafkir. Taisus earlier in Dafkuv Zayin Amar Aleph Dir Maschel Ilon also explains it where Rashi says. So if he's there, legabe a moicher Ilon selling a tree, or legabe the halacha of Arlo. So Reb Shimon will hold that, and we pass like Reb Shimon, he holds a kameir, that really it's to the Baal, Hakarka, and it's going to be Chayiv in Orla. The Rambam in Hilchah Shechinim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tes, passes like Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, and at the same time, he says in Lagabi Orla, the Rambam passes in Maisa Shechini, Perek Yud, Halacha Yates, like Reb Yehuda, that an elon that goes out of the trunk, that grows out of the trunk, the Negeza, Potter's Potter from Orla. The Lechem Mishnah in Hilchas Shechinim asks that if the Rambam passes like Reb Shimon, so that means he holds a kameir. That you go bus of the Iker. You go bus of the Iker means it goes to the Elyon. You go bus of the Iker where it's coming from, where it's growing from. So then why, if that's true, why would it be Potter from Arlo? The Lechem Mishnah answers that the Rambam argues in Rashi, and he learns differently the Mishnah. He explains that Reb Shimon holds not like Reb Meir, the way Rashi explained, but like Reb Yehuda. That loy shadina naifei bas ikra. You don't say that the leaf or the outgrowth goes after the ikra, after the root. And ikra din, this yerek which is growing in between the two gardens, really is shaykh to the tachta. So what did Reb Shimon mean when Reb Shimon says that the elyon is naital ar hechon shiochel lifshait? Why does the Mishnah say that according to Reb Shimon, kol she'elyon yochel lifshites yodei v'litoy harehu shaloi, why does that belong to the elyon? Because it's biyodei to take the offer. There's a svara that part should go to the Elyon because he's able to take away the earth. The Mishnah itself went back and forth about this, and the Tachten is able to be Mali Ginosei Ofer. So you have to say, this is how he explains it, the Lech Mishnah explains the Shitz Rambam, that the reason that the Elyon is able to take his Ofer, that's a stronger reason that the Tachten is able to fill up his ground and block the growth of this Yerek. Why doesn't the Elyon take everything because of that Svara? If you tell me the Svara of Elyon Yochlital Safaroi is a stronger Svara than the Tachtein is able to be Maliginose Ofar, so then why doesn't that explain that the Elyon should be able to take the entire Yerek? Why only Amakum Shiyoch Yadim Agas? Says the Prishin, Simen Kuf Samech Zayin, Ois Aleph, that since the Tachtein is a Taina, the Yochl Maliginose Ofar, Serb Shimon is making like a Pshara. That the Elyon is able to take and Mokim Shiyodi Magas, and the Tachten is able to take the rest. Seemingly a pshara between the two svaras. The svara of the Elyon is enough to take and Mokim Shiyodi Magas because he has a svara that Biyodi Litla Safar, right? But the Tachten also has a svara. Yochel Malgin Osiyofar. So that svara helps the Tachten takes the rest. The Rabban asks on Rashi, that's Mefarish of Shimon like Rameir, that we pass the Kab Shimon. We pass like Reb Shimon and Gabi Arlo. We pass like Reb Yehuda. And why? Because it's a klal. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Loch Reb Yehuda. And therefore the Ramban explains that Reb Shimon holds Mikra Din like Reb Yehuda. That everything is shaykh to the Tachtein. But he explains a little differently than the Rambam. Not that there's a pshara between the two svaras, but that the tachtin is mafkir, the toivasa elyon, for the benefit of the top guy, adhechon shiyada elyon magaz, to where the person on top could reach. Because it comes out of his offer, and the tachtin's afraid, and maybe he'll take away the offer, so he lets the top fellow take up until makim shiyada magaz. In summary, we have three ways to explain the shita of Reb Shimon that says, kol she'elyon yochlif shnes yodin v'lita l'areyu shaloi. According to Rashi, Reb Shimon Mikra Adin holds like Rabbi Meir, that it's to the Elyon, and but what that the part which he's not able to reach, he's mafkir, and that's why the Elyon only gets ad es yod, wherever yochlif shait es yodai. Second shita was the shita of the Rambam, that Reb Shimon is not like Reb Meir, Reb Shimon is like Reb Yehuda, that really it should lie to the tachtin, but the Rambam holds that even though the Shimon is like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Loi Shadina Neifabas Ikroi, and everything should be to the Tachtoin, but the Elyon has a very strong Svara of Yochel Litl Safari. Beyond the Litl Safari, that entitles him to get it that much, at least at Mokhav Shiyodim Magas. Not that he completely negates the other Svara, because you see, he only gets up to Mokhav Shiyodim Magas, but that Svara is what's Machriya, that the Elyon gets that much, even though Rabbi Shimon is not in the Shita Rabbi Meir, Shita Rabbi Yehuda. And the Ramban, the third way, is that Reb Shimon is in the Shita of Reb Yehuda, Taka Enoch Anami, and really everything is Akoil L'Tachtoin. But the reason why the Elyon gets Mokim Shiyoch Lifshit Es Yadav L'Tel Shaloi is because the Tachtoin is Mafker that L'Toivas Ha Elyon. But otherwise, Yitaka wouldn't get it. Rashi himself says that by the Ramaskal of the Hashar, Rashi says, the Elyon who kufi afkuri mafkilu legabe. The Elyon is mafkilu legabe, the bottom. Shiganayim litel rishus likonis lesechavei velilkot. So the Shar shall tachtain, because he's mafkirit to the one on the bottom. The Rishash and the Gdul Shmuel and Marmshik and other Achrayim ask that, interesting, we pass like a Beisilo. And Beisilo in Mesechus Peah, Perek Zion, said that hefker is not chal unless you're mafkirit lekoil. Hefker for only Aniyim, or Hefker for only Ashirim, is not a Hefker. Over here, you're being mafkirit for who? For the Tachtoin, not for anybody else. So why is such a Hefker Chal? So what does it mean that Afkuri mafkilu legabe? You mafkirit only for him. You can't be mafkirit only for one person. Without Rashi, you would be able to explain that the Rabbi Shimon is saying that Kol Shel and Yoch Lifshes Yod Lita Arei Shaloi Vashar Shal Tachtin doesn't mean he's mafkirit to the Tachtin. He gives it to the Tachtin. It's a matana. But Rashi says a lashon of hefker. So according to Rashi, it says a lashon of hefker l'cheret shmer that you can't be mafkir only for one person. The Nesivis and Simen Kuf Samich Zayin Ois Aleph brings from the Sefer Yaris Dvash that asks a different question: with what was the Tachtin koina? The rule is that Avir Chatzeroi is not Koina when it's not Sefer Lenuach. This was mentioned earlier in the Masechta and Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, that Avir Shein Sefer Lenuach is not Koina. So how does the Tachtin be Koina that Chelik of the Yerek, which the Elyon cannot reach, it's in the ear space of his Chatzer, but it's not in his Chatzer, so it's not Noch. And if it's not Sefer Lenuach, it shouldn't be able to be Koina. Therefore, says the Yaris Dvash, quoted by the Nesivis, that the Tachtin Tak has to make a Maisa Kinyan. He has to make a Maisa Zechia in order to be Zeicha in the Chelik of the Yerek, which the Elyon cannot reach. Otherwise, it wouldn't be his, because his Chatzer cannot be Kaina, because it's not Sefer Lenuach. The Nesivis argues, and the Nesivis says that since it's Yoinek from the Avir of the Chatzer, that alone entitles the Tachtin to be Kaina. It's only that as long as the Elyon was not mafkirit, so then we say that the fact that it's yoinik from the roots, which are in the offer of the Elyon, that that's odif, that takes precedence. But once the Elyon is mafkir, meaning the Elyon has no more claim on this yerek which is growing, then it's of course the tachtins. It's yoinik mishaloi. It's also yoinik mishaloi. It's yoinik from the Elyon too. It's yoinik from the tachtin. That was the issue over here. You go basin night, you go basin ikr. Who does it belong to? But once the Elyon is mafkirit, then it's automatically the shal tachtin because it's yoinik mishaloi. So then, if this is true, it's miyushiv, the kush of the question of the achrayinim. The Achrayim had asked the Rishash, the Gdul Shmuel, and the Marim Shik, that it's not Hefker unless you mafkir for everybody. Like the Shita Beisil, Hefker Laniyim alone is not a Hefker. Hefker Lashirim alone is not a Hefker. You have to be mafkir for everybody. So we asked, how could the Elyon be mafkir only the Gabi the Tachtin? According to the Nesivis, it's very geschmack. The Elyon is mafkir for everybody. And it's Hefker, but it's only Hefker Gabi the Tachtin because he's the only one that could be Zaycha because it's Yainik from his Chatzer. The Elyon is mafkir his chaylik legabi everybody, not legabi the tachtin only. He's out of the picture, even though it's yoinik from the offer of the Elyon. So why is the tachtin zeicha and nobody else? Because the tachtin is zeicha, because it's yoinik mechatzeroi. The kinyan of the tachtin is because there's a yonika mechatzeroi. When it's a question between the tachtin and the Elyon, if it's yoinik from the tachtin and yoinik from the Elyon, okay, we say that the Elyon takes precedence because his yonika is stronger, it's more powerful. The Elyon, the yonika shroshim is odiv. But where the Elyon is out because he's mafgrit, so now of course it's a shel tachtin. It's yoinik mishel tachtin. L'chayra, that we can miyashev the question of the Yaris Dvash a different way. That the Yaris Dvash had asked that with what was the tachtin kain? We could say that even though there's a rule of avir shein sefer lanuach is not kemunach dami, and therefore it's not munach in the chotzer, and the chayr should not be able to be kain mitzad kinyan chotzer, that's only where the hanocha is not bekvius. But over here, where it's munach kavua in the avir of the chotzer, maybe the halacha would be that the chotzer could still be kaina, even though it's not sefer lenuach. Why is that? There's a famous chakira from the Dvar Avram in Chelik Aleph Siman Chafal Zayin and Shira Bachan and Siman Lamed Zayin. If that avir chotzer is kaina, is that a din that just like karka is kaina, so avir chotzer itself also is kaina for the bialim? Not only is the actual karka kaina, but the avir is kaina. But it needs to be avir shaseifel nuach. Or maybe a karka is kaina, not avir, but something which is nimtza na avir is as if it's munach in the karka. So then, of course, that explains why you need seifel nuach, because you need to be actually munach in the karka in order for the karka to be kaina. It's the karka which is kaina, not the avir. But if the first tzad, that the avir itself is kaina, so then maybe the only reason why avir shein seifel nuach is not kaina is because it's not kavua ba'avir. So the avir itself can't be kaina for the bala chotzer because it's not kavua in the avir. It's avir shein seifel nuach. There's a chisarn with it being in the chotzer. Being in the avir of the chotzer, which is not seifel nuach, is not called being in the chotzer itself. Although the avir itself is apparent to be kaina, but it's not seifel nuach. It's not kavua in the avir. The avir can't be kaina. Masha'enkin, in our case, where the yerek is sticking out over the tachtin, and it's kavua in the avir, maybe there won't be a chisarn at all of avir shein sefer lanuach. In other words, if the kinyan is the actual kark of the chotzer, so you need avir shein sefer lanuach for the kark of the chotzer to be kaina, then it wouldn't help the fact that it's kavua in the avir, because it's not sefer lanuach. We need to be able to say kemunach dami. We most definitely cannot say kemunach dami on this yerek that's never going to become munach in the chotzer. So it can't be that the kark itself is kaina for us. On the other hand, if you learn that the reason why avir chotzer is kaina is because avir itself is a power to be kaina, it's just that you need seifel nuach in order to be considered kavua in the chotzer. If it's not seifel nuach, it's not even considered like it's kavua in avir the chotzer. That's where it's not seifel nuach and it's not kavua. But where it's kavua, it's always going to be in the avir. Very never do you have such a case because it always flies through avir. Nothing can stand in avir. But in our Mishnah, we have a case where it can be kavua in the avir of the chotzer, although it's not seifel nuach. In such a case, enachanami, the avir chotzer would be kaina. So it comes out that lefi this premise that avir itself has the power to be kaina, it's another way to miyashev the kasha of the Yaris Dvash, where is the maisa kinyan. So we, in summary, either the way that the bottom is going to be kaina is through a matana, or the way Rashi explains hefker, but we can understand Rashi that he's mafkir his chelik, and like the Nesiva says, automatically the tachton is going to be kainah because it's yoinik from the tachton, which also is miyash to kashid yaris tvash. With what did he make a kinyan? The kinyan is the fact that it's yoinik mishaloi. That alone makes it belong to the tachton. And the third way is to explain is that the tachton is going to be kainah mitzad avir chotzer. So that, well, how could it be? It's not avir shaseifel nuach. Like we explained, the only chisron avir shaseifel nuach is only if it's not kavua navir. But if it's kavua navir, then it can be kind of inside avir also. And that also answers both questions. It's not a problem of hefker because he takes away his chelik and automatically the takhna is going to be kaina with mikaya kinyan chotzer. And it's not fair how takhna is kaina. It's kaina mikaya kinyan chotzer. Avir chotzer could be kaina for the takhtain, even though it's not seifel nuach because it's kavua ba'avir.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or a masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.